once the American Cup made its way to the front of the Kilmacud bus yesterday without that 45 being retaken, I think it's very, very difficult now. Add in the fact that Conor Ferris made an unbelievable save to win an All-Ireland for Kilmacud, that he was at the centre of losing last year, giving the ball away. And you can imagine what he went through for 12 months. So is it fair on him to have his Monday sort of tarnished by that? Add in the fact that Glenn got to an All-Ireland club final. And I know there were stages of the game they didn't score and they underperformed, but the bottom line is, when that ball landed in the goalmouth and the shot was saved, there was a 45 to be hit. And when that 45 was hit, Oisín, there was two substitutions made. I remember making a note of it in my notes, 64 minutes, the two substitutions. And the two players didn't leave the field. And the thing that frustrates me is that if a manager or a Mayor Farnia, as he used to have in the old way, decided to step out of the technical area, even by a couple of yards, you'd be pulled into line. If a sub went to do a warm-up and didn't have the bib on, they'd be pulled into line. And that's fair enough, because I agree that the sideline needs to be policed, because, to be honest, in a lot of cases, there's far too much traffic. But the point is, if all those things are being pulled, that free in the last minute should not have been either allowed to take place or it should have been retaken. Because when you go back to the All-Ireland semi-final, Kilmacud Crokes were defending the lead. The ball landed in from Kieran Rahilly, and there's a fisted effort, and Darren Mullen brilliantly was on the line to intercept that ball, quite rightly. But he was substituted whenever he was on the line on Sunday. And I suppose the question is, did he interfere with the play or not? Now, the ball didn't hit him. It didn't go anywhere near him. But for me, when Danny Towne sat over that 45, I'm sure the first thing that went to his head is, I need to get this ball into the house. There'll be Emmett in there, Conor Glass. I need to get it in here. And the question that probably only Danny can answer today is, did he look into that goal mouth and just see an extra couple of purple bodies? Did that change his influence and think, I'll go short? And for me, the fact that if he did decide to make that decision, which only he can make, if he decided to make that decision, then Dara Mullen's presence on that goal line interfered with the way that game could have petered out. Now, or sort of could have panned out. Now, I use the word could because there's a lot of ifs in there. But for me, it's very difficult. Like, I was walking down the tunnel after the game, getting the quotes, and the Kilmacud players are celebrating. And that's done at that stage. It's on social media. There's fireworks. They're on the stage. They're celebrating today. It's very difficult to undo that. Glenn are obviously commiserating today. They'll be talking about the game, or maybe choosing not to because of the way things are so devastating when you lose a game like that. So it's very, very difficult. I remember being involved with Derry Miners in 2007, Ulster Minor Final. Niall Conway was the manager, and Tyrone scored a point that day, in inverted commas. A boy, Cormac Arkinson, scored a point before half-time. It was clearly wide, and it wasn't awarded. And we lost the game by a point, but we had the whole of the game to actually get the, you know, to try and save the game. But I remember driving down the bus in Clonus that day, and it was on the radio, will there be an objection? I know that us that day, myself and Niall Conway, Killian Conlon, Noel McFeely in the bus, we didn't want a replay, because, you know, what would have happened if you had won the replay? There would have been asterisks beside it. That's what we felt at that time. And I can't speak for people of Glen today. I know there are rivals here, and I know a lot of them personally, but only they will know. But I know if it was the team I was involved in, I probably wouldn't want a replay, because you may not run the replay when you won it. What credit will you have? And there's just so much. I think it's the fact that so many grey areas, Oisín, that come back to my very initial point. You know, why was that free not allowed to be retaken? And Malachy did say in his post-match quote that they made representation to get retaken. And I think if that happened and it was dealt with, I think then everybody would have just been able to move on. And now the biggest day in the club calendar has been dominated by something that, you know, the vast majority of players in that pitch had absolutely no control over. And, you know, I also can't speak for Darragh Mullen. Maybe he didn't know anything about it either. He was just, you know, in the heat of the moment. If you've lost an All-Ireland club final in the last minute 12 months ago, all in your head is, I need to make sure I get this ball out of here. And you're not even looking to see is there a substitution. So for me, if they couldn't get the kick stopped, it should have been retaken. And if it's not retaken, it's just led to this mess. And that's what it is, to be honest. And it's very, very disappointing for everybody.